This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We mentioned, inshallah, that we will engage in the Quran. هذا شهر القرآن. This is the month of the Quran. And we should engage in explaining the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last night, Sheikh Waleed, Hafidhahullah, recited the beautiful chapter, Maryam. And subhanallah, this chapter should have some significance in our lives, especially us living in America, amongst Christians. Why I'm saying this? You recall when the Muslims migrated to Abyssinia, which was a Christian land. And when the Quraishi sent people behind them to bring them back, radiallahu an Amr ibn al-As was the head of the delegation, and they tried to bring about discord between the Nagas in Najashi and the Muslims, that we Muslims do not believe that Isa alayhi salam is not the son of Allah, he is not God, he is not Allah. And the Nagas in Najashi requested, what does Islam say about Prophet Isa alayhi salam? The head of the delegation of the Muslims at the time was the pilot, Tayyar, Ja'far, radiallahu anhu. What did he recite to the Nagas? What? That chapter. Al-Ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the family of Prophet Isa alayhi salam in two places in the Quran, in details. Yeah. There are other places where there is a reference, but the story in details were mentioned in a chapter actually which was called after his Al Imran. إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران. آل عمران is the family of Prophet Isa عليه السلام. على العالمين. The story is so interesting that the mother of Maryam, biblically, they say her name was Hannah or Hannah. Sahih? Hannah. The wife of Imran. Imran was a very pious, righteous Muslim. Muslim, ya ikhwa, they were Muslims. Again, she wished to have a child, a baby. We read in the Israelites that one day she was passing by and she spotted a mother bird feeding a baby bird. She wished to be a mother. And subhanallah, Allah granted her this wish. But now she wished that this child would be a boy. And this is what is understood from her vow. إِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانِ When the wife of Imran said, Rabbi inni nadhartu laka ma fi batni muharrara fataqabbal minni. O Allah, the baby inside my womb, I'm vowing to make him serve you, to stay in the Masjid Al-Aqsa 24/7, cleaning the Masjid, serving the people who come and perform Hajj. Now, the only one who is entitled to do this would be a male. That's why we say she wanted a boy. As if you give me a boy, this is what I will do. That's why we read, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا. When she delivered the baby, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. Oh Allah, it's a girl. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. And Allah knows what she delivered. Here it is. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. But now I cannot fulfill my vow because she's a girl. But in any rate, Ya Rab, look. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. I'm going to call her Maryam. You know, Maryam in Hebrew? In Hebrew means what? The worshipper. The one who worships all the time. Look at this, Ya Ikhwa. وَإِنِّي أُعِيدُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And I seek refuge with you on her to protect her and protect her offspring from the cursed Satan. وفي حديث الحديث يقول إيه؟ ما من مولود يولد. حديث في مصنف عبد الرزاق والبخاري أيضا. ما من مولود يولد, every newborn, إلا ويستهل صارخة. As soon as he comes out of the womb of the mother, he cries, he starts what? Crying. Quack, 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 quack. Why? Because Shaitan comes and stab him on the side. It's like the Shaitan telling the new boy, a newborn, I'm here. See how coward Shaitan is. He's going after the children. Huh? I'm here to misguide you. إِلَّا مَرْيَمَ وَابْنَهَا. Accept Maryam and her son. Why? Because of what? Of the supplication of who? Are you with me or are you asleep? Huh? What did Hannah say? وَإِنِّي أُعِيدُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. والله يا إخوة, سبحان الله, the children of the Muslims now, you can tell that the touch of Shaitan is there on them. Why? Because a lot of us neglected a very important sunnah. You know what sunnah? Which is similar to this dua. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمْ أَهْلَ. When you want to have a husband-wife relationship, what should you say? What? Bismillah. Allahumma jannibni ash-shaytan wa jannib ash-shaytana ma razaqtani. In the name of Allah. Imagine in that situation. In that situation. In the name of Allah. Oh Allah, protect me from shaytan. And if my wife would conceive from this time, then protect my offspring as well from shaitan. How many Muslims do this? Huh? Insa. That's why the kids are coming. أنت عارف زي دعوة سيدنا نوح. ولا يلد إلا فاجرا كفارا. شوف
The children at the time of Nuh used to come out of the womb, الولد ينزل كافر. سبحان الله. إنك إن تذرهم يضل عبادك ولا يلد إلا فاجرا كفارا. فلوك ات ذا مذر وإني أعيدها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم. I want you to remember something. What did Hannah wanted? What did she want? She wanted that child to be in the masjid 24/7. And the only way for this to happen is to be what, like the Christian, they call it now altar boy. What is altar boy? Somebody is in the church all the time. It's a practice. Subhanallah, Imran dies and Hannah dies. Maryam became what? Yatima, an orphan. Now somebody has to take care of her from the family. Maryam was so precious, so nice, that they actually fought. They quarreled. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ يَا مُحَمَّدُ. You were not there. إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ. You were not there when they started quarreling and arguing. I want to take care of her. No, I want to take care of her. No, I want to take care of her. Now, how are we going to solve this? What is known to be casting lots. But in their case, each one of them cast his pen with which he writes the Torah in the running stream. The pen of Zakaria won. وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. شوف الآية تقول إيه؟ فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. And who took care of her? Zakaria. شوف, Zakaria used to be the main teacher in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. He would spend all his time in the masjid because he's the imam, he's the leader. Now how is he going to take care of Maryam? He brought her to the masjid to stay with him there. Subhanallah. Isn't that the wish of the mother? وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. And he used to provide for her. شوف, كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب. Every time Zakaria would enter into her chamber where she is living in the masjid, وجد عندها رزقا. He would find food, provision. But very interesting, like, number one, food he did not provide for her. He did not give to her because he's the kafil. He's the one who is supposed to provide for her. Yet she has food that he did not provide. Add to this weird food, they say, fruit from the summer in the winter and fruit from the winter in the summer. Of course, now it's possible because we have import and export, but at this time, ما عندهم international export company. ما عندهم. شوف السؤال يا إخوة. And we learn something from that particular question. قال يا مريم أن لك هذا. Where did you get this from? قالت هو من عند الله. شوف. Look at this. إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Allah can give whomever He wills without any measures, our measures. زكريا
has been always worried about the Torah, about the deen. He already noticed that all the rabbis around him are corrupt. They are not teaching the deen properly. They are giving fatwa for. ولذلك اسمع وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي يا رب. I'm the last. This is exactly what he said. I'm the last one standing for this deen here. What happened if I die? What is going to happen to the deen when I die? All these people, scholars around me, are corrupt. They are not sincere. وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي. I'm afraid. وكانت امرأتي عاقرة. And my wife has been barren. فهب لي من لدنك وليا. هب لي. Grant me a successor. A child. Why? يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب. To inherit me, inherit my knowledge, not the money. نحن معاشر الأنبياء لا نورث دينارا ولا درهما. The Rasul says, we prophets, we do not leave behind inheritance, financial. What we leave behind goes back to بيت المال. The Rasul, يا إخوة, the messenger does not pass on his inheritance to his children. ليه؟ Like he tells the people, listen, I'm not asking for a wage, for a reward. I'm doing this for free. So you don't think that he's trying to get you to believe because he's getting a wage or some sort of incentive. Nor whatever he accumulates during his life goes to his offspring. It goes to Baytul Mal. So when he said to inherit me and inherit the house of Jacob, the house of Yaqub, the knowledge of the deen. Now the books says that he was 99 years old. Zakaria was 99 years old. وذاك يقول إني وهن العظم. You know when you say that my bones are weak. مني واشتعل الرأس شيبة. And my head is all white. But yet I'm asking for a son. You know when he, the scholars, they say, when did he make or start making this dua? When? When he heard Maryam telling him that. That Allah can give without what? وذاك لوكي شوف شوف قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب هنالك دعا زكريا رب شاف الربط. When he heard this from her, يا رب هب لي من لدنك ولي. If you give Maryam fruit in the summer, in the winter, or fruit of the winter in the summer, I'm 99 years old, my wife has been barren, but he can't break that too. I want a son now. Dua. Sincerity. But again, the message, why? Why? Why did he want a son? You see, you ask an average Muslim now, why? Oh, I want him to help me with my business. I want him to take care of my... You know, I fight all the time and I want him to fight with me. I get in trouble with the neighbors and here I am standing alone and I want somebody to box with me. لا. الولد يا إخوة يطلب للدين. ولذلك الله سبحانه وتعالى, the angels called upon him while he is in the mihrab, making the dua. فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب. I'm gonna give you a son. Not only this, I'm gonna name him for you.
أن الله يبشرك بيحيى. I'm going to call him Yahya. And he will pave the way for Maryam's son. ما هم أولاد الخالة يحيى وزكريا. عفوا يحيى وعيسى عليهم السلام. ولذلك هم الآن both of them are at the same level in the heavens. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم when he went through the levels of the skies in the night of the ascension, رأيت ابني الخالة. I don't recall in what level, but he met both of them at the same. They are together now. لين أقارب. سبحان الله. شوف يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة. شوف الله giving him because he was sincere. He wanted a child who learns the Torah, who teaches the Torah, who is serious about the business, who is serious about the deen of Allah. Oh Yahya, take the book with force. You know when you want to study something and you're really serious about it? Come on man, give me that book, you know? But sometimes, yeah, give me that book. Okay, I'll be back. يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة. ورد في that he was walking 6-7 years old, little boy. For the kids his age called upon him, يحيى come and play with us, let's play. You know what he said to them? ما للعب خلقت. I was not created to play, leave me alone. يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة. سبحان الله, something so amazing about his name. Allah is the one who named him, right? Allah is the one who named him. He named him what? يحيى. You know what يحيى means in Arabic? What? To live. Now we know that يحيى was killed at the age of 20 something, but he was killed at the hands of disbelievers. That means he died as what? Shaheed. Shaheed is the only one who doesn't go through death. Shaheed, ya ikhwa, the martyr leaves this dunya, immediately he finds himself where? In Jannah. Imagine this. I mean, I love you for the sake of Allah, but imagine this. You know, here you are. I'm right here in Al-Minhal in front of these lovely brothers whom I love dearly. But imagine this. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Jannah. ولذلك the father of Jabir ibn Abdullah, Abdullah ibn Haram, he was killed in the Battle of Uhud. Abdullah ibn Haram had something like 9 girls. And then he had Jabir. And subhanAllah, he had some feeling that he will be killed in this battle. He came to his son Jabir. قال يا بني لقد تركت لك 9 بنات خرق. Take care of them. My son, I left for you 9 girls. Please take care of these girls. وشوف جابر يا إخوة, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw him rushing home, he said, يا رسول الله, I got married and I want to go and spend some time with my newly wed. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him, من تزوجت يا جابر? To whom did you marry يا جابر? قال أيم, I married a widow. فقال أن بكر تلاعبها وتلاعبك. أيم, you go and marry a widow. Why didn't you marry a virgin so you can have more fun? قال يا رسول الله, he said, يا رسول الله, إن أبي ترك لي 9 بنات خرق. My father left 9 girls. Now a virgin is not going to take care of these girls. شوف, I must get more experienced women to take care of what? Of my sisters. Old, mature. You understand what I'm trying to say? Mature women. Just to show you that He guarded the will of his father. It's shahid that these girls came when he was killed in the battle, and they're crying, weeping. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم تبكين أو لا تبكين. You cry or you don't cry. والله by Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not speak to anyone without a veil, but with your father, ya Jabir. وقال له, he said to him, تمنى علي, make a wish. You know the wish that he made? قال يا رب, he said, oh Allah, to go back to the dunya and to be killed again, and to go back to the dunya and to be killed again and again and again. Why? Because of that feeling. Close your eyes. Jannah. That's Yahya, that means he leaves here and he goes and lives where? In Jannah. Oh. Of course, Maryam, this watch is not right, right? Or is it is right? We're doing good with time. What is our target here? 6 o'clock? Huh? 6 o'clock. طيب. Maryam, grown up. Now, subhanAllah, notice this. Her mother wanted a boy. Allah given her a girl. But a girl who will do something that no other woman will ever do. What she will do? What? She will have a baby without what? Subhanallah. The Christians don't get it. Or those who ended up saying Allah has a son because Allah is showing you His power. He created Adam without a father, without a mother. Sahih? Who is the father of Adam? Who is the father of the mother of Adam? Who? Two. He created Eve, Hawa, from a father. صحيح ولا لا؟ حواء is from the rib of who? يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها from it, from Adam. عيسى from a mother without a father. And you and me from? شايف؟ قدرة الله سبحانه وتعالى. Allah showing them a miracle. لا يقول لك لا, he didn't have a father, خلاص. ولذلك القرآن look, إن مثل عيسى عند الله, the likeness of عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم, it's like Adam, خلقه من, if there is someone who qualifies to be the son, would be who? Adam. Because Adam did not have what? A father nor a mother. Maryam alayhi salam, the angels already started talking to her. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ واصطفاك على نساء العالمين. Allah has chosen you, ya Maryam, to do something that no other woman would do. No other lady would do. ولذلك يا إخوة, شيء عجيب في سورة التحريم. شوف, ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set an example for the disbelievers. The two wives of Nuh and Lut.
كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتهما.
They were under two of our righteous servants and they did not believe. Look at the other one.
وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set an example for those who believed.
امرأة فرعون,
the wife of the Pharaoh.
إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة.
When she said, our Lord, build a house for me in Jannah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention what is the name of the wife of Lut, what is the name of the wife of Nuh, what is the name of the wife of the Pharaoh.
Why?
Because it is possible that the husband is righteous and the wife is not. This could happen, that you're the most righteous person, but your wife will not believe. Likewise, your husband can be the Pharaoh, but yet you could believe as a wife. Imagine the wife of the Pharaoh, her husband claimed to be Allah, but yet she believed. Imagine having Nuh to be your husband, but yet they disbelieved. Having Lut to be the husband, yet they disbelieved. So this could happen. Look at the final verse in the chapter.
وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانِ.
Maryam, the daughter of Imran, إِذْ أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا أَلَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. She ended up having a boy without a husband. That is why Allah named her and named her father, because the only woman who will do this is Maryam.
Right now, no woman there will come and say, I'm pregnant. Well, what, how? No man touch me. Can a woman do this? لا, بس مريم بس تعمل هذا. بس, you're pregnant, that means there is something happening here.
طبعا, she grown up. And she was visited by Jibreel عليه السلام. Now how it happened, we read two verses, one in Surah Al-Anbiya and one in Surah Al-Tahrim, the one that I just quoted. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا Jibreel blow in the sleeve, went to her private, she conceived. If you're looking for how it happened. Now she became pregnant. Pregnant at this time, out of wedlock. It's trouble. Right now, the girls, they come, Daddy, I'm pregnant. And she's not married. Oh, really? Good job, girl. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Musta'an.
فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا.
So she actually withdrew during the time of pregnancy. Look at this now. She's about to deliver.
فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ.
The pains of delivery came to her and she went under the trunk of a balm tree. Of course, tough experience. Imagine she said, قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتْ قَبْلَ هَذَا. I wish I was dead. وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا. Someone called upon her from beneath her. The scholars of tafsir say it's possible to be Jibreel, or another possibility to be Isa, the baby. وأهل التفسير رجحوا, the scholars of tafsir said the second is more
feasible because he will save her by speaking in the cradle, and she wanted to be assured of that, that he actually can speak. Because later on we'll learn that she's going to carry Isa and she's going to go and face her people, and Allah is telling her, listen, don't speak. If somebody question you, say, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَ. I'm not going to talk. He will speak. Amazing, ya ikhwa. Wallahi. You know the fact that Isa alayhi salam spoke in the cradle is not mentioned in the New Testament. Is not. You don't find it in the New Testament. It was removed. Even so, yani, this would what? Complement the fact that he is miraculous. He is, I mean, how many babies in the cradle speak? A baby, newborn, speaks. But why? Why it was taken out? You know, if I come to you and I say, listen, you know, my wife just had a baby yesterday, and guess what? He spoke. What will you ask me? If I tell you this, what will you ask me? What did he say? What did Prophet Isa say? What were the first words came out of his mouth? What did he say? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. When she came, asking her, she said, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ صَوْمًا. They started, يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ. أنت from the line of Aaron, and what happened? Your father Imran was a righteous man. Your women, what is wrong with you? Having a baby out of a wedlock? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. They said, how are we going to speak to a baby in the cradle? Then Isa spoke. What did he say? What did he say? قَالَ إِنِّي Abdullah. That would kill everything. Would wipe away all that they made out of it. He said, I'm the slave of Allah. That means the son is not good. That means Isa is a Lord is not good. That would destroy. That's why they had to what? They have to take it out. Even so, they came up with other stuff that two priests came from the east and a star, sci-fi. Yeah, and it's good, it's nice. But this one would have what? I mean, come on, man, you're taking this out? قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب. He given me the book. وجعلني نبيا. أنا a prophet. والآية اللي بعدها تقول إيه؟ وأمرني وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. And he made me blessed wherever I am. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني that I have to pray. وذاك عيسى. Even in the New Testament it tells you that عيسى used to what? Oh, we pray like us. He used to prostrate like us. وأوصاني بالصلاة. And he commanded me to pray. Not only this. والزكاة. And to pay زكاة. ما دمت حي. As long as I live. But شوف. وبرا بوالدتي. And he commanded me to be kind and dutiful to my mother. ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. شوف الدعاء هذا. والسلام علي. Peace be upon me. يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. A lot of us, you know, may not pay attention to this, that Isa alayhi salam spoke to save his mother. He spoke one time. I mean, he did not keep speaking in the cradle, huh? لا خلاص. The situation is taken care of. He went back to be a baby who normal baby, huh? He did not like speak all the time. Yeah, we don't assume that. He only spoke in that particular situation. So he was left alone and he grown up. Towards the age of 30 something, he started receiving the revelation and call your people to Tawheed, call them to the true teachings of the Torah. The rabbis did not like this at all. They didn't like him. The rabbis turned, and Abu Mujahid, I'm sorry, I've taken this from the books. They turned, I know, just, yes, I know. They actually turned the religion into a financial institution. And we read this in when Prophet Isa went to Masjid al-Aqsa at one stage and they were having all these shops and he hit the tables and they didn't like him. You're not the type we want. So they plotted to do what? To kill him. To crucify him. They wanted to kill Prophet Isa alayhi salam. They actually wanted to do this. And they plotted with the Roman, whoever was taking care of Jerusalem at the time. Now what happened? وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ They plotted to do what? To kill Prophet Isa. Allah plotted to do what? To do what? To save him. وَلَذَلَكَ إِخْوَى يعني, when you speak to Christians, pay attention to this. Be sensitive. Seriously. Be sensitive. Why? Because Christianity, the foundation of it is the crucifixion, the so-called. What do I mean? Christians believe that your salvation is in believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And the kids every Sunday school, Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. Imagine, Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. Roll up with this. And then you come as a Muslim and you say, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ I'm sorry, be sensitive here. You're striking what? They killed him not. They crucified him not. He was not crucified. Really? He's like, come on, man. So since my birth, all that stuff, that's, be careful, be sensitive. I'm not asking you to compromise. I'm not saying that make them happy, no. But when you address them, you know, be compassionate a little bit. That Islam makes it crystal clear. You cannot have a crystal clearer text than this one. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ They killed him not. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ They crucified him not. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُ So what happened to him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Isa to himself. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ He was raised. And he is there right now as we speak. In a way that Allah knows best. Now we believe that he will descend. And this actually one of the major signs of the day of resurrection. Hadith Hudayf ibn Asid al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. And the Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they entered the masjid and he found the companions sitting down and talking about something. So he asked them, ما تذكرون? What are you studying? What are you talking about? قالوا يا رسول الله نتذاكر الساعة. We're talking about the hour. قال, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إنها لن تأتي It will not come حتى ترون قبلها عشر آيات Until you see 10 signs Then he said الدخان, the smoke, أو الداب, the beast, الدخان, the smoke, الدجال, the Antichrist, نزول عيسى بن مريم, the second coming of Prophet Isa, Isa descending, ويأجوج ومأجوج, Gog and Magog, breaking through the wall, وطلوع الشمس من مغربها, and the sun rising from the west, وثلاث خسوف, and three landslides, three earthquakes, major ones, one in the east, one in the west, one in the Arabian Peninsula. خسف بالمشرق, خسف بالمغرب, خسف بجزيرة العرب, وآخر ذلك, and the last of these signs, نار تخرج من اليمن, فتطرد الناس إلى محشرهم. A fire which will come out of Yemen will expel people, dismiss people, or ride people to their place of gathering. So الشاهد إن إيه؟ عيسى is one of the major signs of the day of resurrection. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يوشك أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم. Ibn Maryam is about to descend amongst you. He will do the following. Look at this now. But you know the first thing that he will do? يكسر الصليب. He will destroy the cross. In another wording, يحرق, will burn the cross. What does it mean he will burn the cross? He will destroy it. What? Is he going to run after each cross here? La. It's symbolic that, what is this? You turn the religion, what that crucifixion business? It never happened, I never been crucified. You guys worshipping me? يكسر الصليب ويقتل الخنزير. And he will kill what? The swine? Why? لأن not eating pork from شريعة موسى. Not eating pork is from Shari'at Musa. He is telling the Christians, I never made it lawful for you to eat pork. You guys changed the Sharia. You changed the religion after me. Christians are not supposed to eat pork. You know that reddish stuff that eat in IHOP in the mornings? Huh? They're not supposed to eat it. It's haram. 3, يقتل الدجال. He will kill the Antichrist. Look at 4, very interesting. ويضع الجزية. And he will abolish the jizya. What is jizya? Jizya is the tax that the Muslims collect from the Christians and the Jews living in a non-Muslim country. In return, they receive protection. It's not for free. Because they don't have to fight. You tell the Christian, you're living in a Muslim country, I will go out there in the line of fire, fight to protect you. You stay, you don't fight. I go fight to protect the borders. But in return, there is a tax. Prophet Isa will refuse no more, as if Islam or nothing. No other religion except Islam. 5, Sharia. Rule. You know the Sharia that America is afraid from? Isa will come and implement it. The divine Sharia, the cutting of the hand, the stuff that they say. Prophet Isa is the one. You know, when we debate with Christians, they become so amazed when they hear that stuff. You know, when they tell you guys are here to Sharia, I say, we actually believe that Prophet Isa will actually come and establish the Sharia on earth. Sahih. We believe that. طبعاً, Prophet Isa alayhi salam will come to help the Muslims against the greatest fitna, the Dajjal. الدجال هذا إخوة عجيب, ولذلك don't even think about talking to him. Run away. Tells you that if you know that he is in town, find a way to the travel agent, book a one-way ticket. Don't even talk to him. Because subhanAllah, the greatest fitna. يعني, subhanAllah, when we speak about the Dajjal to Muslims now, as if, oh, what is this? Yeah. Imagine Prophet Nuh warned his people against him. وَمَا مِن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا وَأَنذَرَ قَوْمَهُ الْدَجَّالِ. Nuh, Nabi mentioned Nuh. And I'm the last of the prophets. And if he appears while I'm amongst you, I'll take care of him. But if I die, then every person is in charge. كُلُّ مْرِئٍ حَجِيجُ نَفْسِهِ. Everyone is in charge of himself. SubhanAllah, Allah will give him powers. Allah will empower him to test, to try people. One of the things that he will do, rain. He will turn the stone into gold. He will have two huge mountains of bread and meat, one to his right, one to his left. And by the way, he will come at a time of starvation. People are hungry. And he's going to try the Antichrist is so ambitious that he wants to destroy the two holy cities. You know, subhanAllah, a lot of the people speak like him now, that when they really give us a hard time, okay, we're going to go and bomb the Kaaba. Don't you hear some people saying like this? This is the Dajjal work. The Dajjal is going to try to go to destroy the Kaaba. Is going to try to go and destroy Medina. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard these two holy shrines with angels. Angels will be guarding. He will not be allowed to get in. But this, by the way, does not mean that everyone who is living in Mecca and Medina are pious and righteous. We actually read that Allah will shake earth in those two cities. The hypocrites will leave out. Dajjal will hunt them at the gates. But the believers, those who are aware of the sunnah, will stick around. And actually, one of the safe havens is, if you can make it to Medina and Mecca to protect yourself from the Dajjal, is the best thing that you do. And when he gave up after that competition or that confrontation with the young man, with the youth, the army of Imam al-Mahdi will be in Jerusalem fighting the Jews. The army is there. Now the Dajjal is going to go and fight the Muslims. The Muslims have no power to fight the Dajjal. His army is huge. So what they will do, they will barricade themselves. They will place a barricade around themselves that he does not attack them. SubhanAllah, Hadith al-Nawas ibn Sam'an al-Kilabi, that Dajjal arrived, he's about to attack the Muslims in the morning. The Muslims in al-Masjid al-Aqsa are praying Fajr, about to pray Fajr. The Iqama is already made. And then they look behind, someone is walking in. والله يا اخو كل هذا الكلام من الاحاديث. I'm not making that stuff up. I'm not entertaining you here, okay? This is sunnah. الامام المهدي will look, he will recognize that this is Prophet Isa. And he will say, تقدم يا روح الله. Come forth, O روح الله, lead us. Says, no, I'm not here to lead. I'm a follower like you. And he'll actually will pray behind the Imam of the Muslims. This is an indication that he's not bringing something new. He's just a follower like this. Well, like the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one of you, when he was talking to the Sahaba, one of you one of my followers, a Nabi, a prophet, will pray behind him. In reference to this. And then when Salatul Fajr is concluded, he will walk out following the Antichrist. When the Dajjal sees him, Allah has given Prophet Isa alayhi salam, by the way, the power in his breath, that his breath would suffocate anyone who is not a Muslim. The smell, somehow. And his breath reaches as far as his eyesight reaches. فَإِذَا رَآهُ الدَّجَّالُ, when the Antichrist sees him, ذَابَ كَمَا يَذُوبُ الْمَلْحُ فِي الْمَاءِ, will melt like salt melts in water. But he would insist to strike him with a spear or something, so that he would go back to the Muslims and show them, you're done with that fitna. And look at this, and he would go and wipe in the heads of the believers. يمسح على رؤوسهم. You did good. ذلك إلى تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. There will always be a group of my ummah on the truth, standing until Allah's help comes to them. And Isa. We still have more time? Man, the time is stopping here. All right. Well, Allah give me strength. Allah then subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to Prophet Isa alayhi salam, حرز عبادي بجبل الطور. Take the believers to a mountain called the Tur. The scholars, they say that there is a mountain in Sinai called the Tur, and there is a mountain in Palestine called the Tur. Why? فإني قد أذنت لعباد بالخروج لا قبل لأحد بقتالهم. I have ordained, decreed that Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, to break through that wall, and no one can fight them. You know, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the two corrupting tribes, they will break from that wall which Dhul-Qarnayn placed them behind. And they will come walking on earth. They eat people, and some of the wording. Their numbers are huge. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they will pass by a lake in Palestine called Tabariyas or Tabariya. Like the first crosses, the last crosses, that the lake is what? Dry. No more water. Khalas. They will kill everyone come across them. That's why Allah said to Prophet Isa, take the Muslims to the top of that mountain. Don't fight those people. To the extent that they will actually look around and they will say, no more people to kill. قتلنا غلبنا كل أهل الأرض. Okay, let's kill the people out there. And they will shoot their arrows. And look, Allah wanted to expose them to fitna, that these arrows will come back stained with blood. And they will say, we also defeated the people in the heavens. Shuf. Allah then will send a worm called the Naghaf, a small worm. That worm grows in the nose of the camels, which will attack them here and kill them. Subhanallah. A worm. They will just fall in the ground. It's like an epidemic, that collective death. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send birds with asnima, ka asnima til bukht, long nose, will carry their bodies somewhere. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the wind and rain to clean earth from their stinking crops. Prophet Isa would be sending someone from time to time to check. Then finally, that messenger will come back reporting that we're done. Then the Muslims will come down and they will dwell in Jerusalem, in Palestine. And the best life. طوبى لعيش بعد المسيح. What a life it will be at the time of المسيح. الحاجات دي على فكرة, all of this was mentioned in the New Testament. عندهم كتاب كده اسمه The Book of Revelation. All of this, it tells you that the boy will play with the snake and the wolf will play with the sheep. Why? There is what? Justice and barakah. يقول لك balm granite, the skin of the balm granite will shade 12 people underneath it. Barakah. يقول لك لو بذرت حبك الشمس ما هي طلعت. يا جماعة انتم بتضحكوا علينا ولا ايه؟ ها طلعت الشمس لسه ما طلعتش؟ طيب طوبى لعيش بعد المسيح. What a good life it will be after the مسيح. لو بذرت حبك على الصفا لنبت. If you throw the seed on the rock it will grow. Imagine a seed on a rock. بركة. ما هو في عدل. عدل. نعم. ويقول لك ايه, look at this. الرجل يطوف على الناس بزكاة ماله. Someone will be having his زكاة المال. He wanna give زكاة المال out. Please, can you accept my زكاة المال? No. I don't need. I'm good. Please, زكاة المال. يطوف. He wanna find out someone who qualifies to receive زكاة المال. كل الناس, everybody's what? بركة, عدل, justice. He will live in some of the wording 30 years. The number is not really, nothing established authentically regarding how long he will live. But we know for sure that he will go to Mecca and perform Hajj and Umrah. And he will die and he will be buried in the area, in one of the wording of the Masjid, next to the Prophet in that area there. Al-Madina. And he will have children. He will get married and he will have children. Yes. After that, ya ikhwa, things will start going bad again. يعني his impact will last for a while. But after that, the people will gradually abandon the religion. And all these minor signs which we're living right now will start reintroducing themselves again. Adultery, usury, drinking, killing, until the magnitude grows. And then the sun rises from the west. خلاص, no more tawbah. But Allah will be merciful to the believers that He will send the wind which will suffocate the lives of the believers. The believers will be dead. And the worst of people will be living when the day of resurrection is here. لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شرار الناس. The worst. SubhanAllah, during their time, imagine this, a guy from Abyssinia. Look, what, if somebody speaks bad about the Kaaba, how we become agitated and angry and upset. Imagine during the time of those people, some guy from Abyssinia called Dhus-Suwayqatayn will come and he will take the Kaaba out, down, rock by rock. Break the Kaaba. And nobody pays attention. Because no one performs Hajj anyways. الناس اصلا ما فيش دين. يقول لك الرجل, the man will be sleeping with the women in the street like the animals. humur until the hour comes while they are alive. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينجينا. هذا ما عندنا. This is what we have to say. Inshallah. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من هؤلاء الذين يمرون بالفتن. يعني سبحان الله, the fitan, the trials are mounting. Trials are mounting. Imagine living through these trials until Prophet Isa comes, actually. And then you get to live that time. What a wish. What a wish. It's possible. But can you handle the trials, the tribulations? The only way for you to handle these trials and tribulations is a'mal, believe. بادروا بالأعمال فتنا. Race. Compete against the trials and tribulations with your actions. Salah, zakah, qira'at al-Quran. And here is Ramadan coming to remind us with these acts so that we would go back and do it again. Inshallah. بإذن الله. نتوكل على الله إن شاء الله. جزاكم الله خيرا. You know, that's all. Leave you. Yes. All what? Huh? Yeah, Salatul Janazah, yani. Well, we agree that Isa is a Muslim. There is no such a thing called Christian for Prophet Isa. He was a Muslim. أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ. نحن أتباع عيسى. We are the followers of Isa. The followers of Isa. هم ليسوا بأتباع عيسى. They are waiting for Isa too, by the way. The Christians are waiting for Isa to come back. But they are waiting for a God. For a Lord. No, listen this. They are waiting for a God. Who is going to come to earth and claims to be a God? Who? The Antichrist. وَيَمْكُرُونَ. They made Isa to be what? A God for the Christians. For Isa is a God. Now we know that there is somebody who will come into earth who will claim to be a God. Who? The Antichrist. That's why the majority of the followers of the Antichrist are Christian and Jews and wicked Muslims. Say? هو أرسل لبني إسرائيل. ما هو بني إسرائيل إيه قبل سيدنا عيسى؟ بني إسرائيل يعني هم اليهود الذين هادوا. فدول بني, he was sent to them. Now that the بني إسرائيل splitted regarding, فاختلف الأحزاب. Some of them followed him, but later on they made him a god. The Jews rejected him. But you know why the Jews rejected him? You want to know why? You're right, but here it is. They were expecting a warrior. They were waiting for a Messiah, a warrior. Someone who has the portfolio of Musa, alayhi salam. A stick. Yalla, children of Israel, cross. Pharaoh drown. But Prophet Isa, if your enemy slaps you here, do what? What is this? That's not the warrior. Now if we kill him, Allah will have to send another one. That's how they figured it out. That the only way is to kill him. Now they are still waiting. By the way, the Jews also are still waiting. They are waiting for a Messiah, a warrior, someone who commands the earth. Guess who will do this? The Antichrist. You're getting it? Khalas. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.